John chapter 21, verse 22, Jesus says to Peter, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you?" Did you notice what Jesus said? That Jesus has just told Peter that he has a determinative will. Jesus's sovereign will dictates John's life. If Jesus had willed it, if Jesus had wanted to, he could have willed for John to live for a very long time. That doesn't end up being the will of Jesus for John's life. Jesus had something else planned for John's life. But do you know what else that means? It means that Jesus' will for Peter's life was just as he had already told him, that he would be dressed and stretched out by another. Jesus is making the claim that the reason Peter will face the type of death he will face is because it's the will of Jesus. This is heavy theology to wrestle with, isn't it? How about some lighthearted and fun, self-exalting message, Cliff? Well, because living as a Christian is rarely lighthearted and airy. To be a godly, Christ-exalting, biblical man or woman, you need a deep theology. If all you have is lighthearted, fluffy God, then that God will not be able to sustain you through the most difficult and trying days of your life. When you need to lean on someone, if all you have is a good-looking cotton candy cloud, then you will fall right through it, and it will not be able to support you. What you need and what you get in the God of the Bible is a God of velvet steel, rock solid, holy, righteous, sovereign, and loving. Today when you pray, please pray for Rigoberto Jimenez and his family, our missionaries in El Salvador. Also remember the Caraway LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.